News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, 56,000 job losses across rural Ireland and 4 billion euros losses in economic output. That is the possible result of Ireland's 2030 carbon emissions targets on the agricultural industry, according to KPMG analysis, which was commissioned by farmers. And Justin McCarthy, editor and CEO of the Farmers Journal, joined Shane on Breakfast Briefing with the details of that this morning.
So really what the report shows is that if we got farmers to adopt all the technologies that were available today and some of the newly emerging technologies, that agriculture could reduce its carbon emissions between that 13 and 18%. And there is positives in that, Shane, in that farm incomes would be protected and the national cattle herd would also be protected. And that's obviously come in for a lot of discussion, but it's very important in terms of there will be a big cultural change required at farm level. In the same way, Shane, as governments struggle to get people in cities to move from their cars to public transport, we are going to have a big job of work to do. And obviously the cap and the government's 150 million euro a year carbon budget will be a key part of incentivising that.
Okay. And for more on this, we're joined now by Brian Rush, Deputy President of the Irish Farmers Association. Brian, I've had a look at the report and there's various scenarios listed by the KPMG analysis, and some of them impact considerably less on the agri sector, but they have much lower cuts to emissions. But some of them, the ones with the higher levels of cuts to emissions, would decimate the industry, I think it's fair to say, as we know it. You would have to completely change how you do everything. What is farmers' reaction on the ground to all of this?
I suppose the first thing I'd say is, from a farmer point of view, if you look at the potential impact of the cuts, I suppose there's a, 4 billion to the rural economy, 2.12 billion of that, which should be inside the farm gate. It's one of worry. Farmers are very focused on the challenge, on the climate change challenge. And they're, like, I've never in the last couple of years, like every meeting I go to, every farmer I talk to wants more information. They're hungry for new technology. How do we adjust our businesses? How do we play our part? But, you know, farmers can do only so much before it starts to impact on their ability to stay in business. And that's the fear, is that the negative cost impacts of let's say a 30% reduction emissions cut will put a lot of farmers out of business.
Yeah, I'm looking at the 30% reduction. And if that was to go ahead, 30% reduction of farm emissions, the dairy sector would see a livestock reduction of nearly 20%. The beef sector would see a livestock reduction of over 20%. Dairy farms' income would fall by almost 20 grand. Beef farms' income would fall, profit rather, would fall by almost 3 grand. Massive changes. So what are farmers looking for here? Because clearly you're under pressure to change. And clearly we have these carbon budgets. We have emissions targets now, and I gather farmers are willing to make some changes. Where do you think the line should be drawn?
Well, the line should be drawn in terms of that we need to leave no one behind. So we don't want to see a situation where farmers go out of business. So we need to retain the amount of farmers we have at the minute, because we value that. The IFA values it, and the Irish population value that as well.
But Brian, you could be I think there is a lot of support for farmers out there, but you could be looking at what you're saying is no farmer loses job, no farmer loses income. Then you could be looking at, emission cuts, you could be looking at farmers who are completely subsidised, 100% subsidised by the state, because their farms are no longer viable at all.
No, see, I don't, like, we would have been pointing out, we've pointed out for a long time now, we've been asking, where's the ambition from the government in that? Like, we look at the renewable sector and to a lesser extent the forestry sector. And these are two areas where farmers want to get involved in. We see them as a potential to diversify income, to actually strengthen income, and also create potential win-wins between, decarbonising the economy and strengthening farm income. At the minute, farmers don't have access to the renewable sector. We can put in a solar panel on our roof and we can run water heating on it, but we cannot sell back that extra energy onto the grid.
So we need to be a bit more creative as what you're
saying. Yeah, and if you look at the forestry sector, is that the forestry sector has become like a bureaucratic nightmare for farmers, in terms of we have farmers that have forestry ready to fell at record prices and they cannot get felling licenses. So farmers are more than willing to step up, but they need support.
Okay, look, thank you for speaking to us this morning. That is Brian Rush, their Deputy President of the IFA. I've no doubt they're all worried around farms around the country at the moment, Shane.